D.L. Moody in his generation said, quote, "I believe that if an angel were to wing his way from earth up to heaven and were to say that there was one poor, ragged boy without father or mother, with no one to care for him and teach him the way of life, and if God were to ask who among them were willing to come down to this earth and live here for 50 years and lead that one little boy to Jesus Christ, that every angel in heaven would volunteer to go. Even Gabriel, who stands in the presence of the Almighty, would say, 'Let me leave my high and lofty position and let me have the luxury of leading one soul to Jesus Christ.' There is no greater honor than to be the instrument in God's hands of leading one person out of the kingdom of Satan into the glorious light of heaven." Close quote. Moody was right. And yet most professing Christians will live their entire lives and die without having led even one lost person to faith in Jesus Christ. There could not possibly be a sadder commentary on evangelistic fervor in the church today. Ken Ham, CEO and founder of Answers in Genesis, the highly acclaimed Creation Museum, and the world-renowned Ark Encounter, said, quote, "Imagine if we started raising generations of children who stood uncompromisingly on the Word of God, knew how to defend the Christian faith, could answer the skeptical questions of this age, and had a fervor to share the gospel with the authority of God's Word with whomever they met. This could change the world." Close quote. Ken Ham is also right. You know it and I know it. Let's get busy. Life is short, time is wasting, and eternity is a long, long time. People need the Lord. Let's take the gospel to them starting right now. I'm Jack Mander, Senior Pastor of Cornerstone Baptist Church, Greenville, Mississippi. Find us on the web at cornerstonedelta.com. There you'll find times of services, sermons, devotions, and a host of information to lead you to salvation and to strengthen your walk with Jesus.